Just a small warning, pets. This file will have some potential to enslave you to me personally. And while I keep up with all my subs and have a ton of fun with them, if enslavement to me personally slash worshippingly like a goddess is not on your agenda, even though I would gladly undo it at the drop of a hat, then it might be best not to listen to this file. File proper follows. Take care, pets. Hi, sweetie. How are you? What this file will do is put you into a deep trance where we can implant some fun triggers for me, you, and anyone else you want to have fun with you on the internet through text, or in person when speaking, or when speaking over voice on the internet. So what I want you to do is get nice and relaxed for me. This file relies on a trigger from my night-night induction. So if you haven't listened to my night-night induction, then you should either listen to it before you start this file proper, or put it in front of this file for added effect, because that way the trigger will be fresh in your mind. Now what I want you to do is relax completely. In a moment, I'm going to put you nice and deep with a night-night trigger, and then we're going to have a lot of fun. Ready? It's going to feel so good to go under for me, isn't it? Night-night, pet. Night-night. Go nice and deep for me. Night-night, pet. And as you relax and ease down for me, I want you to let yourself go to that deep, easy part of the mind where it's so easy to make changes, to relax and enjoy integrating new information into your ready and willing mind. Because you know we're going to have a lot of fun. Just relax for me. We'll have a lot of fun if you just let go and relax. Now, when someone's given a hypnotic trigger, it can go off in all kinds of situations and for all kinds of different reasons. But I'm going to teach you some simple hypnotic triggers, and I'm going to teach you them by taking you into a specific state of mind or specific state of pleasure, and then locking that sensation away in your mind. And every time you hear the trigger phrase or see the trigger phrase, that sensation will be let back out where it can play wonderful and pleasurable havoc with your senses and your mind. It'll feel so good, pet. And if you're ready for that, then all you need to do is listen and get ready. Now, there are lots of times when you just need to de-stress and let all the thoughts out of your head. And sometimes what it's fun to do is let all the thoughts out of your head and just let yourself become an utterly relaxed, completely and totally at peace kind of person. You know, the kind of person I'm thinking of. Some people call them airheads or ditzes. But that's fine, because it doesn't matter. Because when you're in a state of mind where you don't care or think about anything, where you just do what you're told, well, that state of mind is so blissful that you don't care what people call you. And right now we're going to take you there. From now on, whenever I, and only I, in text or in voice, say the words airhead, pet, airhead, pet, to you over voice, or even just type them into a chat room, as long as you know it's me, as long as it's Mistress Elena or Misty, and as long as I'm readily identifiable and you know you can trust me, then when I and only I say or type the words, airhead, pet, you are going to feel your mind overcome with the most blissful, bimbo-y ditziness you could ever imagine. Gender doesn't matter. You'll find that suddenly you're talking like something that, between you and me, I find very sexy. And utterly and completely airheaded bimbo, your mind fading away until all that's left is someone who just knows how to say thinking's too hard. I just want to do what I'm told. When I say airhead, pet, you won't think of anything except whatever I tell you to think. And you'll talk like, you know, a total bimbo, and you'll, like, be so happy that you're completely and totally free of all those difficult thoughts. Whenever I say airhead, pet, everything will fade away. And you know this will be true because you can feel my voice entering your mind. And because I'm the one saying it, don't you know you're gonna enjoy what I do? Don't you want to give me that gateway into your mind? Where every time I say, airhead, pet, you lose yourself in a tide of utterly bimbo-y relaxation, thinking only about pleasure, about enjoying whatever I tell you to do. That's what all these triggers are about. Enjoyment. About mine and yours. And if you want to make me happy, pet, then every time I say, airhead, pet, you're going to become a completely ditzy bimbo airhead in every sense of the word. But there's more than that. When I say, horny pet, something very different is going to happen. And if I put the two triggers together, they'll both work at once. What's going to happen when I say, horny pet, is every arousing thought you could possibly think about me is going to pop into your head at the same time. Everything. You'll be so turned on that you'll be soaked or hard, unable to think about anything except doing anything to get off. And you will especially love showing me how horny you are, talking dirty for me, telling me how horny and absolutely turned on you are. Whenever I say horny pet, you will experience the irresistible need to get off. But more than that, you will have as your highest priority getting me to understand how wonderfully horny you are, and how, no matter what the sexual activity, if I'm involved in any way, then it's bliss for you. You won't be able to resist this urge, this arousal, because it comes from the deepest part of your mind, and it will overpower every other sense. Wonderfully, blissfully horny. Feel it now, horny pet. Airhead pet, feel all those thoughts vanish and be replaced by nothing but horny. It's so wonderfully blissful. Now, those states of horniness and airheadedness will vanish whenever I say normal pet. Whenever I say normal pet, all the things I've done to you as a result of this trance, or any other, or triggers, will vanish, returning you to the normal, happy pet that we know you enjoy being. It's just that sometimes you may enjoy being something a little different. Now, whenever I, and only I, type or say, strap on, pet, something very special is going to happen to you. And this is a test of just how deep you've gone and how well you've used the Obey Women in the Night-Night Files. What's going to happen is whenever I say strap on, pet, you're going to experience your own mouth slowly opening, irresistibly. And even if you don't normally like giving oral pleasure to phalluses or to cocks of any kind, you're going to feel the most wonderful sensation as you feel what you know is my rubber strap-on sliding into your mouth. And no matter what you think about the act of sucking, you're going to experience it as the most delicious thing you've ever had in your mouth. Like a sucker, or like pure ambrosia, like candy, the taste of my strap-on entering your mouth will be utterly irresistible. You will suck it. You will give me the best oral pleasure you can imagine giving. And the more you suck, the more your mind is going to think about me, and only me. As you suck after I say strap on, pet, you'll become more and more completely and utterly mine. Your mind will slowly tell you, you belong to Elena. You love belonging to Elena. Worshipping her strap on is your higher purpose. And the more it's in your mouth, the more you'll relax into that idea. And when I say normal pet, the strap-on will vanish, even if you've given it a very passionate, deep-throating blowjob, and you'll feel sad that it's gone. You'll ask me for more opportunities to make me feel good by pleasuring my strap-on, and furthermore, the feelings of devotion and loyalty to me that you've experienced as a result of me slowly and literally fucking your brains out. Well, that feeling of loyalty is going to remain. You'll continue to feel that idol worship of me, and you'll crave for more of my files, especially ones where you get to have fun with my strap on, or get your mind changed, get you made horny, anything at all, really. And you'll know that if you tell me about your fetishes, I'll be more than happy to accommodate making them feel wonderful for you. So from now on, when I say airhead pet, you're going to become that totally slutty, obedient, thoughtless bimbo. And you're going to love it no matter what gender you are. When you hear me say horny pet, you're going to experience the most intense arousal focused on me. And you're going to feel the need to tell me all about it. In dirty terms, and do anything sexual that I would want. Because come on, imagine how fun it would be to have some sexy fun with me. And lastly, when I say strap-on pet, you are going to experience my strap-on sliding into your mouth, and it won't taste like rubber or latex. It will very palpably be there, forcing your mouth open. You'll be able to feel every contour of the firm head, the long shaft sliding into your mouth. And you'll love it. You'll love servicing it, because you'll know that servicing it makes me happy. And you'll love servicing it because every time you lick it, every taste, every suck will make you more and more completely worshipful of me, more and more completely mine. And when it goes away, you'll still be at the same level of desiring and worshipping me as mistress, as goddess, as the one who oh so pleasurably fucked your brains out. And you'll love it. And every time I take away the strap-on, you'll feel sad to have it gone, to the point where you ask me about more files that could make you happy and more completely enslaved, or just more files that you find fun, because I'm not just here for my fetishes, pet, I'm here for yours as well, and I want all my pets to know that. But from now on, when you hear airhead pet, or see it in the chat, coming from me and only me, or horny pet, or strap-on pet, that's exactly what will happen. It'll be an irresistible response just as much as obeying women, obeying my voice, are irresistible responses. And just as much as when I say night-night pet, you sink deep, or when I type it. And when I say normal pet, you'll wake up from any trance I've put you in. All the trigger effects will vanish immediately. The only thing that will remain is the memory of them, and possibly the devotion caused by my big strap-on, literally fucking your brains out. And even if you don't normally like strap-ons in your mouth or anywhere else, you will love this one. You will adore it. It will be euphoric to have it in your mouth. And you'll learn to love it. And worship me by extension, provided it is safe for you to do so and you find it enjoyable. If at any point you don't enjoy being under my control, these triggers will stop working. If I ever make you stop having fun with me, then of course these triggers would stop working. And if you ever don't think it's safe, the same thing would happen. But the thing is, we both know we're going to have a lot of fun. So, in a moment I'll wake you up, and all of these triggers, airhead pet, horny pet, strap-on pet, and normal pet, will work perfectly. What I'm going to do is count from 1 to 10 and then say the word wide awake. By the time I reach 10, you may have forgotten everything that happened during this trance. The night-night trigger can take people very deep. It's so fun, isn't it? You may even remember afterward that you want to go listen to it again, or the Obey Women file, or even just this one again to get the triggers nice and deep inside. But right now, all I want you to do is listen as I count. And when I reach 10 and say wide awake, you'll wake right up. 1. Slowly waking. 2. Slowly coming out of the droopy drowsy. 3. Waking a little more. 4. Enjoying the feeling of waking slow, nice and heavy. 5. Memories of what happened when you were under are so far away now. 6. Slowly forgetting. 7. And it's okay to forget what you don't need to remember. 8. Or remember that you really want to forget. 9. Because forgetting's more fun when it's a surprise. 10. Wide awake. Hope you enjoyed yourself, pet. Mwah. I'll talk to you real soon, I'm sure. Feel free to seek me out. My email address is mistresselena, all one word, @subliminallyyours.com. Also, you can find me at Hypnotist Elena, all one word, HypnotistElena on Yahoo Instant Messenger. That's HypnotistElena at yahoo.com for those who add by email. No big deal. So I look forward to people seeking me out, because I want to see how much people enjoy these triggers, and if you have any suggestions for future ones, drop me a line. Time that I got going, pet. Mwah. Take care of yourselves, and be excellent to each other.